Minas Shamayim, the Parshas Noach, is at the beginning of the winter's man. The idea that I usually mention at the beginning of the Zman to the Chaburo, with regard to Noach, but it's something which is used for, not specifically Limud HaTorah, but all of one of the Yisoyde Hadas, one of the Ikri Yisoydeis that Yid has to know. Sephorna, it's really at the end of last week, the last pasuk of last week's parasha. V'noyach matzachin b'ini Hashem. But it's really discussing this week, what happened this week. This is a Sephorna that Revolve would say that he should teach every ninth grader when he comes into yeshiva. Everybody's got to know this as soon as they start learning. The Sephorna says, what does it mean, v'noyach matzachin b'ini Hashem? Chin is the lashon of chanino, which is the lashon of matnas chinom, something which a person doesn't deserve. Noach found favor, is the way that we translate chen, but chen is, he found favor in a way that he got something that he didn't deserve. What is it that he got that he didn't deserve? Says the Sfarnoi, lahatzol gam, Noach matza chen, lahatzol gam bonavu b'noisov. Loi mipnei shoy roi lekach, aval atzad hachanino zikeo akel yizbarach lezeh. Not because he deserved it, but because Baruch Hu, out of chanina manas chinim, gave him a matano that he was able to save also his children. Not just himself. We know that Noach, ish tzaddik tamahoyu b'dereisov, he was the tzaddik. It doesn't tell us anything about his children or his daughter-in-laws. And nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a matnas chinam that he had the schus of saving also the rest of his family. Why? Why didn't he deserve it? Says the Sfarna as follows. Kamari, the pasuk in Yechezkel, says, v'shloishet ha'anoshim ha'ilu b'teicho, Noach, Daniel, v'yoiv, Chai oninu ma'ashem alekim imbonim imbonois yatzilu. Him levadim yinotzlu. Says, Kodesh Baruch Hu kilu takes a shvua and he says that these three people, Noach, Daniel, and Eoiv, even though they're tzadikim, they were tzadikim gemurim, nevertheless, they don't have any schus imbonim imbonois yatzilu. They don't have any schus to save anybody else. Only themselves. Why is that? What he was a tzadik tamim hoyim with Arisov. Says the Tzfarnoi, v'zeu kilo ilimdem ezderim ladasas Hashem kavro moishe v'shmu mezulasom. He didn't teach others about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kamaram Zal Ilam Beim Daniel V'Chaveriv Zoch Tzalum V'Zoch Tzalamed. It says about Daniel that he himself learned, but he didn't teach others. V'chei Noach Ava Bishra Echiach Alamaisem HaMilko Kolim Inin HaMedinois. 120 years he was darshaning again and again about don't act like this, don't steal, don't do all the chamuris that you're doing. Still Lo Yehoray Som Ladas HaKel Yisbar V'lech Zerachov. He did the Sur Meirah, but he didn't do the Asay Toif. He taught them to be Sur Meirah, but he didn't teach them about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Af Shehu Hayah Tzadik Tamim B'Iyun U'B'Maaseh. Even though he himself was a tzadik. So why was he not zeichah to save anybody else? Why is he tell his zevah zeh? Ki omenu matzadik hamashlem atzmi bovad, hu roi shimalei atzmi bovad. Aval hamashlem gam ezulosoi, hu roi shimalei gam ezulosoi, ki b'zeh yesh tikvah sheyachzirim b'tshuva. He says, somebody that's a tzadik himself, and he doesn't teach anybody else, so you have a schus to save yourself. But somebody who is a tzaddik and he teaches others, then you have a schus to save other people, even though those people aren't roi. But because the person himself is a tzaddik and he teaches others, b'schus the tzaddik, he gets to save other people because the tzaddik is going to teach other people. We'll save the other people because the tzaddik ultimately will teach the other people l'das es Hashem. That means that a person has an achrayus in the limud that he's learning. It's not just for himself. The limud, when you're going into ninth grade, he says Revolvo, when you're starting your real limud. He says that's when a person has to realize that you're learning not just for yourself. You're learning, you have an achrayus towards Klal Yisrael. He says, Moshe Kibol Torah Misina and Wasel Yeshua, says Rabbi Ruchim, why does Ovis, all the Meparshim ask, why does the Ovis start out with Moshe Kibol Torah Misina and Wasel Yeshua, Shuz Genim, Skin Levim, and Vim Masul Ashikin Zagdoil? What does it have to do with Pirkei Ovis? He says that's what the first thing you have to know when you're learning. The first thing you have to know when you're learning is that there's a Messiah here. Moshe Kibol Torah Misina, Wasel Yeshua. When you learn something, you learn from somebody, you give it over to the next generation. It's not just for you. Muscle Yeshua, muscle gain, muscle and beam. It's a learn to give over. And when a person learns within a Christ, it's a whole different learning. It's a whole different. But a person has to feel that Christ. The person has to feel that. I remember once when I was starting Shidduchim. So I spoke to my father. I was here in the mirror. And I spoke to my father. My father was asking me, okay, so what are you looking for? What are you looking to do with your life? So we had a long discussion. And at one point, my father says to me, a Rav of many decades, says to me, Yitzchak, you don't feel an achrayus to Klal Yisrael? You don't feel an achrayus to Klal Yisrael? Like, to somebody who his whole life is giving to Klal Yisrael. That's his son. And I got off the phone and I was thinking about the conversation. And they said, Christ the Klal Yisrael. Nope. Actually not. That's me? What does that have to do with me? What does Christ the Klal Yisrael have to do with me? It's the Kaplan. Bachar learning Yeshiva Smir. Go. The Rishiva is the Christ the Klal Yisrael. Everybody else is the Christ. What a Christ do I have to Klal Yisrael? That's exactly what Volbe was saying. That in ninth grade, you already have to know. You have an achrayus to Klal Yisrael. You have an achrayus to give over what you're going to learn to the next generation. And he himself, my brother-in-law told me that Rav Volbe came over to him, his grandfather, and he said to him, this was many years ago, when the Jewish Observer was still around, for those that remember, Rav Palm wrote an article about the spiritual Holocaust that was going on in America. And he gave him the Jewish Observer, and he says to him, what are you doing about this? He's in his yeshiva, he's 17 years old at the time. He says, what are you doing about this? What am I doing about this? I'm not doing anything about this. I'm sitting here learning yeshiva. What am I doing? No, you have to know that a person has a chayis. A person has a chayis to Klal Yisrael. Who else is going to help these people if not you? And a person, when he feels that a chayis, so then he takes it to heart. He takes it to heart. I was zeichet to be by Rav Noach Weinberg. I had a vad by him. We looked at Mesiyas Hasharim. Automatically, they grasped other things, including Kiryas Rechakim. And back and forth, and at one point he said that you're talking about learning. If you learn, then you don't have to. And he said, if it would be your brother, if it was somebody's chas v'chalil, somebody's brother was fry, he says, would you also be so indifferent? Would you do whatever you could possibly do to get him back? You're learning. Just sit him down and learn. What do you have to do? Anything else? You do whatever you possibly could to get him back. So when a person feels that achrayus, you feel this is my brother. This is my brother. Then it's person, it's a whole different argosha. The shaila is, practically, what does that have to do with me? What does that have to do with me? I'm not planning on going to Kiryas, and I'm not planning on coming to Shiva. What achrayus do I have? So, besides the fact that at the end of, we're not going to discuss what's going to be less lovely, like Mr. Brewer brings down, he brings down the message, says, because the Prophet's going to ask you, you learned? Tell me what you learned. Start from the beginning. Chumash, you learned? Okay, go for it. Mishnayis, Gemara, you have to know. But what's the achrayus here and now? What's that achrayus? Achrayus here and now, first of all, you have an achrayus to your family. Your achrayus to your children, Mirz Hashem. You can only teach as much as you know. You can only give over as much as you know. I know a person who told me he was about Shuvah, he was out in the Budak somewhere, and he said that what happened was in his community where he was, everybody got to a certain point and then they have to move on because the person that was Makar of them, he himself only knew a certain amount. He was tremendous in what he did. But you could only bring somebody up to your level. You can't bring somebody up past your level. If you don't, generally, you can't teach them more than you know. So you could only give over as much as you know. So out to your family, out to your neighbors, out to your... But even more so, first of all, a person really never knows where he's going to end up. I didn't think I would end up here, besides for that, as you can tell from the conversation that I had. I didn't think that I'd end up here. But I'll tell you a story which is close to my heart, because it happened with Echan Ribnei HaChabur. Echan Ribnei HaChaburo, who came to Shtickle for him a little bit more, maybe have a modern background. He was planning on going to work. After here for a few years, going to work in his father-in-law's business. And no plans of teaching anything. Gitzer, the Rebbeinu Shlomo worked it out that in the middle of one's man, winter's man, he had to go back to America for a medical issue with one of his family members. He was in America for 2 months, and while he was there, wasn't going to waste his time. He sat down in the basement in the yeshiva, local yeshiva, and he was learning first aid or whatever it was. The kids, they saw him there in the yeshiva, and they said, we want this guy. This guy is really good. He's getting involved with the Bachram. The next thing he knows, within the year, he's back in America, he's a mashkiach in the yeshiva. He's a mashkiach for the high school in the yeshiva. This is a guy that had no plans whatsoever. To say no, it doesn't mean like maybe 5%. It don't mean zero. Ephes. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo simply picked him up and took him out, and that's what he's doing for the past 5 years, and he's great at what he does. Tremendous. And somebody else used to be in the Chabura, he went to college out of town. The next thing you know, the yeshiva there got him to say an Eitzer Yashir. And he was saying Daf Yomi in the Yeshul. And he was saying the... You never know where you're going to... Just to say that you're not going to know. First of all, that's just people that I know from personal contact in the Chaburas, the people that that ended up there. So the Achrayis, you have Achrayis. But there's also the Achrayis of simply because when a person realizes that the Torah is doesn't mean that a person has to go like Rav Noach said, everybody has to go now and do Kiryas. It doesn't mean that everybody has to do Kiryas. First of all, you don't have to be Kiryas V'Chaikim, you can do Kiryas V'Kravim. and fear of craving, you don't have to do either. If a person realizes that with his limud haTorah, that you're, when I was Barab Noach, we had a whole back and forth. So I went around to a bunch of gedolim to speak it over. One of the people I went to was from Nathan Tzvi Zatzal. And I asked him, I said, is it true? They know Rasul Salanta says that if you're mechazik in limud haTorah here, so you prevent the yid in Paris from going off being mechal Shabbos. I said, does that also bring back the guy that's already off? The guy that's already off. You're mechazik here, so he's the mechazik. But the guy that's already off, if I'm mechazik over here, then it's going to bring him back. If I'm mechazik in limud haTorah here, it's going to bring him back. He says, yeah, vada. So vada's going to be. That's the biggest oifen of kira. But you have to feel the achrayis. If you feel the achrayis, then it's a whole different limud. Well, Yashiv once, somebody asked him, Yashiv used to give half an hour a day for a Kabbalah Kal, for taking questions. Now, for the Gadol HaDor, half an hour, it's not going to do justice to all everybody that wants to ask a question. So there's a person that used to hack him up. No, the Rav should really give more time. More time. Gets to at one point, he says, listen here. Why do people come to ask me questions? They don't come to ask me questions. So he says, can you hear? Because the Rav knows more. He says, how do I know more? So he says, because the Rav learns more. So it says, come to you, say, you agree with me, once I'm not going to learn as much as I'm learning, then there's no reason for them to come and ask me the questions. So it's a catch-22. I remember, it was this way by Rav Asher also. When I was in Shir by Rav Asher 20 years ago, it was half an hour a week that he used to give. Tuesdays from 12:45 to 1:15. That was questions. He used to say there was no Beis Shalom, just in the main Beis Medrash, and half an hour a week. Now it's an hour at the beginning of Seder, an hour at the end of Seder, and you have, that's how he became Rav Asher. That's how that was his and you feel that achrayis, and Rabbi Yashu was able to, in that half an hour, there's a person who used to work in Kiev in Russia, and he said he used to come to Rabbi Yashu with questions that were family questions of mamzeris and yichus and things people going around yidin and not clear whether or not there was gittin and all types of questions. And he said he would go in there, and Rabbi Yashiv, one after the next, would just knock it down without any questions that were mamash pick other people weeks and months to work out. When he has that achrayis, when you have that achrayis of that the world is standing on your shoulders, then, and without just the questions that he has to answer to other people, simply that you realize that achrayis, it's a whole different limud. But it's not just limud, and it's not just limud haTorah, it's not just kiruv hachayikim. Certainly those things are the ikar of the way that a person could give over Torah. But it's also the achrayis to Klal Yisrael that to use all your koyachs for kavod shamayim. If Bnei Shalom gave you a koyach, whatever the koyach is, you're good with numbers. So you could work as in give some time to the tzedakah organization. Whatever it is, every person has their niche, has their koyach that the Bnei Shalom gave them. Doesn't have to be something which is he's going to be the Rosh Hashiva of the next door. He's going to be. Everybody has their koyach, the gabi, the shul, the whatever it is. Everything that you could do for kavod shamayim to realize the take. That's really the yisurid of the sforno is that you're achroi. You're achroi for everybody. You're achroi for Klal Yisrael. You're achroi to give over. He's specifically talking about limud haTorah, but it's limud haTorah. It's kiruv chaykim. It's kiruv kravim. Everybody could do kiruv kravim. Everybody without getting up from the Beis Medrash, you could do kiruv kravim. You're achrayis of coming on time to Seder and leaving on time from Seder. It's a davar pashut, like I mentioned always. Now at the beginning of Zman, I'll mention again. I sit in the back of the Beis Medrash. I see exactly what goes on when people start leaving early. The first person leaves, and then the next person, the next person, the next person. The person doesn't leave till the end of Seder. It's a whole different Seder. It's a davar pashut. It's not even a question. It's not a song b'chlal. It's in all aspects. I was talking to somebody this morning. He says your pashut doesn't understand how it could be that a guy shows up late to shachris. He says, I'm not talking. He says, a guy that people look up to, a guy that look, somebody's looking at you, and he says, I get curious, I get a cold when I see somebody that I look up to and he comes late to Shachos. He says, you know, think about it, you know, giving me, you know, Musar under the belt where it counts. It's like really, Choshev, it's really. But the truth is in Echonami. There is an Achayas. Everybody has an Achayas. We don't live in a bubble. And it's so easy to have Zchuyas, so easy. A person that comes on time to Shachris, he has, besides through Shashiva's Mivtzav, first person coming on to get everything afterwards, first time people that come to Seder, the first Mechulu, he gets Chark Neged Kulam, Chaim said, it's not only just Betzvila, it's also in Torah. It's the Chizuk that a person is Gurim to everybody around him. Achrayas, whatever it is that he could do to use his Kreichas, to remember Kavit Foyt Shemayim, that's what he should do as That's the achrayus that each person has to the Ganze Klal Yisrael.